Features. The next generation.
The next generation. Are we going to go 50 more?
I don't know.
I have a question. How come we've never done Superman?
I've never done Superman. I didn't go that way.
Yeah, but I thought we've never reviewed Superman, ever.
Have we reviewed it? We've never reviewed Superman the movie? Yeah, I thought we reviewed all the Superman movies.
Never.
Hold on.
I want to buy. I've never seen the Richard Donner cut.
Oh, okay. I've never seen it.
And I saw Superman 4 on a date.
Why?
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, it was.
Is that the one with the nuclear man?
That's the one.
Oh, I feel so sorry for you.
It wasn't the greatest movie I'd ever seen.
We have a sponsor.
We do.
It's sponsored by the very best of Marvel Comics.
Is it? Why, is that what you just picked up today to read?
No, I'm just looking at it right now.
Oh, okay.
So each movie will be themed with one of the best of Marvel Comics.
Okay, sounds great.
All right, so tonight, our first is brought to you by X-Men 112 and 113.
Which are great books.
Magneto Triumphant, John Byrne. it's Magneto Triumphant, and the second part is called Showdown.
Well, I want to make it easy for us. I've not read that book in years, and I've actually seen Prince of Persia.
Oh, okay. Well, our first movie is Prince of Persia.
Oh, is it?
How about that?
So we're good? We can lead into that?
Yes, we can lead into that.
Phenomenal.
Directed by Mike Newell, starring Jake Gyllenhaal, Gemma Arterton, not Arterton.
It's Arterton?
No, it's Arterton.
Arterton.
I didn't write the film test. It's Arterton.
I thought it was Arterton.
No.
Check on that. Ben Kingsley.
I checked IMDb. That sounds
good. Alfred Molina. Steve Toussaint. Gisley Oren Gardasson.
And a host of others.
And a number of other people.
I've never heard of.
They're all in fame.
I want to live. No, I'm not doing that.
I'm going to run back time again.
Gab, did you even like this movie?
I thought it was adequate.
It did the job. That's what I thought. I thought, okay, we gotta do this. We gotta do the time. We gotta bring the sand.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
That's great.
I've got to jump over buildings with a fake accent.
It was not the greatest accent I've ever seen in the movie.
No, not the accent.
I mean, I thought the sand when they did the time was kind of cool. I liked the time. Rewinds were kind of cool.
Okay.
It followed the first video game somewhat, a little bit like it.
Yeah.
It was based on a game, yeah.
Really?
I didn't play the. I played the original, and I played this on PlayStation, first one.
I used to play it on
Commodore 64, wasn't it?
No, I meant
it's the Commodore 64.
Wasn't it Commodore 64?
You had to walk up and carefully jump.
Yeah, well, that's what he does in this, though. Yeah. I didn't think it was that bad. It was kind of fun. I thought the story was a little weak.
Ben Kingsley's a bad guy. Oh, geez, so. Shocking.
Wow. That can be good, right?
Anyway, it was okay. You know what? The kids would like it. It's fine. It's action.
Yeah, but it didn't make much money.
Time.
Kind of died in theater.
Yeah, I don't think it did that well.
It wasn't that good.
I got it on Blu-ray. I liked it.
Of course you did.
Yeah.
What do you do with all your Blu-ray points? Do you get points?
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 What are you talking about?
Like a Future Shop card or something?
Well, my Best Buy points. Yeah, I get like $5 out coupons every
time. Oh, okay. There you go. Then you buy crappy movies like Prince of Persia?
Yeah.
Oh, how about Bob Romia, that Blu-ray, though?
So,
it would help to have a Blu-ray player.
What do you think of Prince of Persia, Bob?
Okay, I'm assuming Simon didn't like it.
I don't know. Don't dislike it. I don't like it. I'm kind of like,
Well, that's basically what you think of every movie.
No, you know the movie's crap.
Yeah. We can basically go through an episode and Simon will say, crap. It was on. I can basically tell you what, for the last 50 episodes, I can basically say what Simon thinks of a movie. Crap, it was on, it was there. Okay, anyway. Which is, I liked it. I'm gonna say, I'm gonna go out on a limb because I know you didn't like it, but I liked it.
I didn't say I didn't like it. I said it was okay.
I know.
It's Jake Gyllenhaal. He looks like his sister, acts like his sister, and he's not as exciting.
If he acts like his sister, why it is his sister?
They're the same. I think you get Maggie Gyllenhaal to play him, but you just fall asleep watching her because her acting is so boring. Is she an actress or just there?
She's just there.
Like, she's just kind of like, oh, hi.
She's the perfect choice for secretary.
Yeah. I've seen that movie.
She's kind of there.
I saw it.
Tracker.
The movie I saw.
All right, well, our next
movie... Probably because it was with...
Hang on.
Right, what do we think of Prince of Persia? I'm saying marginal thumbs
up. But I want to back this up.
Thumbs up.
I don't want Molina taking every crappy role he can get.
Yes.
Like, is he going to be up for an award this year?
Samuel L. Jackson.
Well, I think he's got that award locked up this year.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, a couple other options I'm thinking about. Yeah, I just don't. Like, is there any reason to watch this? Like, go watch Inception again, or 500 Days of Summer. Go watch a good movie.
So thumbs down.
No, I don't know. I'm so mayonnaise on the marginal thumbs down.
A thumbs up for
a thumbs up.
All right. Our next movie is brought to you by Amazing Spider-Man 39 and 40. How Green Was My Goblin? And Spidey Saves the Day, featuring the end of the Green Goblin.
So they didn't cut it off? How Green Is My Goblin?
No.
Okay, the A-Team.
I'll
let Kevin lead on this one.
The A-Team, wow. Directed by Joe Carnahan, director of Smokin' Aces.
Oh, God. Anybody in this room besides me seen Smokin' Aces?
Never saw it.
I don't know.
Great premise, bad movie. Ben Affleck's the villain.
Yeah. Anyway, this stars Liam Neeson, Bradley Cooper, Quentin Rampage Jackson, Jessica Biel, Charlene Copley, Patrick Wilson, Gerald McRaney, Henry Cherney, and who's the guy from District 9?
That's Charlie Copley.
Is it?
That's him.
I thought this movie, again, it was like Prince of Persia. It was like, okay.
Oh, no, see, this is where
I was expecting Liam Neeson to be awful as the colonel, but he was okay. Everybody was okay.
No,
he wasn't that exciting. The guy that played MODOK was good.
I have to disagree with you guys 100%.
Well, it's just me, so
I'll wait for that.
It's a stupid premise, some stupid action. I didn't love it. I wouldn't own it. Shockingly.
But,
anyway, what do you think of A-Team?
You know what?
It deserves to be revived.
What?
It deserves to be revived.
What, the TV show?
Yes.
As a movie, yeah. It was better than, it was actually better than the TV show, because I remember the TV show from when it was on, and I didn't really enjoy it as the TV show, but in the movie, it had more action. It had, like... Liam Neeson does a better job than George Picard did. I thought the character interaction was good. But I'm gonna say I enjoyed it. Like, I thought it was good.
It was good?
Yes.
Great or good?
Good.
I was moving
great
a pile of crap.
Okay.
My point.
What a piece of...
So it's like Prince Persia all over again. It's like,
no.
He liked it, I kind of was okay with it, and you didn't like it.
No, the A-Team was worse pile of crap than Prince of Persia. Prince of Persia, I kind of thought was interesting at times. What was interesting about this movie?
I don't know, nothing.
Nothing. It was
just
dull.
Like a deal.
Just like a deal.
And I'm like, wow, I've already seen your boobs in that bad blue something.
Powder blue.
Powder blue, that was horrible too. And I'm sitting there watching this going, okay, wow. This seems like a TV episode of the A-Team. Oh, great. Hannibal got a plan and coming together. Oh, I just couldn't. I thought Rampage...
I didn't even like the A-Team, to be honest.
I was a grade 6 and thought it was okay.
It's like, all I remember is there were explosions and nobody died.
Well, that's exactly what happened in this movie.
Yeah.
I mean, they drop a tank in the thing. Maybe I was supposed to take it as a comedy. I thought it was kind of funny when the tank fell out of the plane.
All right.
But... I'm not dying bitching about this movie. Can you wait, please?
No,
I know you're dying to be interested. We're not moving on yet.
You sound bitch some more like a movie character.
I mean, Quentin Rampage Jackson, like, can't act. He's a UFC fighter.
He's bitched for the last 50 episodes.
The only person, and Patrick, I am bored out of my skull, Wilson, is still there. Did somebody smack his dumb look off his face? I'm Patrick Wilson. I'm acting the same way I do Nightman and Passengers. Look at me. I'm Patrick Wilson. Thank you. Shut up, Patrick. Get the F off my screen. You
suck. Is this
suck.
A Nightman?
Night Owl. Night Owl. Who cares?
Oh, Night Owl. Yeah.
Oh, suck their Watchmen.
Yeah.
I felt bad for Liam. He's going to put up with these Yahoo no-name actors with him. I'm like, Liam, you are up for a paycheck now.
Drew McCraney?
Oh, he can go. He can go hang out with Delta. Designing women. Made for TV movies.
Simon and Simon.
That was a great show.
Yeah.
They had a comic book episode once. Do you remember that one?
Vaguely.
Oh, I do. I remember the comic book episode. Now the
movie. Right, are we done with the
18? Yes, I'm done stretching.
The next movie is brought to you by Spider-Man Tackles the Torch, the backup story from Amazing Spider-Man 8, written by Stan Lee and drawn by Jack Kirby. And it's Coffin, directed by Kevin Smith, and starring Bruce Willis and Morgan Tracy Morgan, Corey Fernandez, Jason Hurt, Jeff Lima, Sean Cullen, Kevin Pollak, and Adam Brody.
Yeah, I have a problem. I love Kevin Smith, but, you know, you're too fat to fit in the plane or you're too fat to direct this movie. Like, did you actually read the script or was your belly hanging over it the whole time, period? What a piece of crap. I cannot believe he signed on like Kevin. You need money, too? Go hang out with Liam Neeson. Why don't you be in the A-team? You could be a fat guy getting blown off the roof or something. What a piece of crap. The whole movie premise is he lost his baseball card, so he has to go find it. Because he has to pay for his daughter's wedding. Because, oh, I don't know, Bruce Willis is playing a badass cop. Oh, my God, Bruce. I love you, but stop doing shit movies one after another. You're killing me here. Killing me. Oh, look, I'm Tracy Jordan. No, I'm Tracy Morgan. And I'm going to talk the whole way through the whole movie.
I got to talk because I'm funny. And I'm funny. I got a bump with a fat man directing me. Yay, maybe I have some food I can eat. Look at me. I'm Tracy Morgan.
All I know is the catering is good.
This has got to be piece. We're going to call this a couple of dicks. I'm going to call it a piece of crap. Oh, my God. I mean, they got the guy, the villain from Weeds, the weed dealer, and guess what he's buying? Oh, another drug dealer. Wow, your career's gone far. Another Mexican drug dealer. Just what you need in the movie.
I got to hear what Bob had to say on it.
Okay, Bob.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Cop out. I wish I could have copped out of this movie. I actually did. I got a third of the way there, and I'm going, no. So I just said, forget it. I hated it. That was it. I'm done. Kevin, yours.
I didn't hate it. But what? It was really bad.
What was good about it? I'm
good.
Waiting. His daughter? Like,
there was nothing good about it.
Was there a funny scene on this?
Not really.
Or maybe he's breaking the, oh, look, you lost your gun. That's funny. Let's do a whole episode on that. I spent 20 minutes about Tracy Jordan losing his gun. I need a gun.
Morgan.
My wife is cheating on me. Look at this video. Hey, look at the video. She's cheating on me. I can't believe cheating. Let's talk about more. Hey, you know what? We'll make this movie even crappier. We'll get Sean William Scott, who can't act either, get stiffer. We're going to go pick him up because he stole my baseball card, put him in the movie, and try to scare him. And then we're going to team up with him.
Oh,
you guys are kidding me, right? Like, I want money for having to watch this. I could have written a better script. I don't know how.
Kevin Smith is really fallen, for sure.
Kevin Smith is so fat, he can't see the script he did write it. He just shows up.
He wrote it.
He didn't write this.
Didn't he write this?
No, he just showed up for the money. And I heard him in an interview saying,
Bruce Willis wanted him to do it.
You know, I took a pay cut for this. I'm like, a pay cut? You might should have done this for free. This was crap. There was no directing. I could have directed this.
Jersey Girl was pretty bad, but this makes Jersey Girl look like a classic.
Oh, my God. Don't ever make me watch Jersey Girl again. Saw that in theaters, too.
Okay, well, there we go. We have mutual dislike of Cop Out.
Can we skip movies on this list?
No. Our next movie is brought to you by Fantastic Four number 5, The Prisoners of Dr. Doom by Stan Lee and Jack Kirby. And it's the movie is Hot Tub Time Machine, directed by Steve Pink. something that he looked like after he was in the hot tub too long, I think. Sorry, Craig Robinson, John Cusack, Rob Corddry, Clark Duke, Lindsay Fonseca from Kick-Ass, Crispin Glover, Chevy Chase, Colette Watt, Wolf, Jake Rose, Kristen Lowe, Jessica Parry, Charlie McDermott. Wow, that's a big cast for a mediocre movie.
I thought the first hour of this movie was pretty funny.
Yeah.
And then it had a little problem. It couldn't wrap up. It was like one of those 80s comedies. They have the great premise for an hour, and then the end of
like Stripes.
Yes, they have nothing to do for the last half an hour. Okay, we got to wrap this up.
Yeah. It's pretty stupid.
I think it's really dumb, but watching Chris... Oh, is he going to lose his arm? No!
That was awesome.
That was the best.
All the Crispin Glover accidents?
Yes.
You might,
yeah.
I mean, Crispin Glover's awesome anyway. Most things
oh, my God. It's all about the Crispin.
He was like... You know, every scene you're like, is this the scene he's going to lose?
And they keep doing it.
Nope.
And how they focused on it?
Yeah.
I still think my favorite scene in this movie that cracked me up, and I like tears pouring down my face, is when Craig Robinson phones his wife.
Yeah.
Yo, you cheated on me! He's screaming at her for 10 minutes in the movie, maybe 5 minutes.
I love the scene when... Hold on, Craig Robinson.
Let me finish this scene. He's a bad guy. He's screaming at his wife, and then it cuts to the scene. You see her, she's only 10 because they're back in time. Whoa, you shut up! And he screams at his monologue and keeps going on, and then it cuts to that scene later on when he runs into her.
Yeah.
You know, it was only that one time I told you that crazy guy called me.
I love the scene where he decides he's back in the 80s, he decides he can have carefree sex. So this hot girl picks him up, and he's in the hot tub with her.
Yeah.
And he's crying about his wife. I thought that was great. You were funny.
She hit me in the face with a fork.
John Cusack was funny.
John Cusack made a good movie.
War
Inc.
No, not yet.
Okay. For 1492.
I've never seen 1492. I've never seen
that.
Room.
Was the Room 1492?
Yes. Okay. 1492 is the Christopher Columbus movie.
Yes. Okay.
I've never seen either of those things.
You've never seen Room 1492?
No.
Oh. Hmm.
No.
Maybe Simon hasn't seen.
I haven't seen it either.
Ah, there you go.
We have a pretty poor track record with horror movies.
Is it a horror movie?
Really a horror movie.
Yeah, it's a couple of supernatural.
It's a supernatural. Well,
you know the rules. Put it on the list and I'll watch it.
Well, I have to watch it against, your favorite Samuel Jackson.
Oh, great. So what did you think of Hot Tub Time Machine? Did you like the end? Did you like the middle?
I liked the beginning. The middle was okay, and the end was me.
I thought the very end, if you can get through the 20 minutes, it's kind of dumb when they think they're Russians and they're going to blow them all up and they use
I
can't remember what is it?
Going to go Red Dawn on there.
Red Dawn, yeah. But I like the end when Rob Corddry doesn't go, I'm not coming back. What do you mean you're not coming back? I'm not coming back with you guys.
Yeah.
And Chevy Chase, that was great. Hey, you're the hot tub guy. Yep. It just keeps disappearing.
Yeah.
Was he supposed to be an apparition or a ghost or?
Yeah, he's the repairman.
He's just sort of there and not there.
Yeah.
I like the end though, when Rob Corddry changes everything to the way it should have been.
I would actually say that this is probably the best movie we reviewed tonight.
So far.
It was okay. It was entertaining.
Yeah.
I liked it.
It was good.
I enjoyed it. It's fun. As good as 500 Days of Summer, though.
I can't wait to do our next one. So our next of the very best of Marvel Comics, our next movie is brought to you by Doctor Strange 55 by Roger Stern and Michael Golden, who have loved and lost.
Is it Silver Surfer?
No, it's...
I think he said Doctor Strange.
Doctor Strange. I didn't hear Doctor Strange.
So, an apt title for The Backup Plan, directed by Alan Paul, starring Jennifer Lopez, Alex Laughlin, Eric Christian Olsen, Robert Klein, Linda Lavin, Tom Bosley, the late lamented Tom Bosley, passed away yesterday, Jennifer Eunice Cox, Anthony Anderson, Melissa McCarthy. Gentlemen, I give you the backup plan.
Bob, you're up.
He loved it.
I did.
We know you loved it.
I did.
You thought it was really phenomenal.
What
was the best part?
What part was phenomenal?
What part was funny?
What part was funny?
Where was I supposed to laugh?
Well, I don't know where you were supposed to laugh, but there was several parts where I laughed, like the kid coming up to the playground dad, playground dad, and giving him, and he opens his hand and there's a piece of
boo poo. That was the only good part of the whole movie. Was it?
No, there was other parts. I don't know.
And it wasn't really that funny.
What, that part? Not that funny, but it was okay. Like it was a joke.
So what was when she drove the car into the tree on the farm?
That wasn't the best part.
There's
different parts.
Or when she got upset with him, predictably, because he didn't care about the twins, because they weren't his. Like, I'm waiting, Bob. Give me something to work with here. So there are no funny parts.
Okay, there are no funny parts.
No, you tell me. I'm still waiting for it.
I just like the whole. I like the whole movie as a whole. I didn't. I. What?
Oh my God! Go on.
Forget it. I'm just gonna say I like the
house.
No.
The backup plan was worse than the whole house for dogs.
When you saw it, you said, Bob has to watch this because this is going to be, this is
a Bob movie.
It's on your top 10 list this year.
The backup plan was one of the absolute worst movies I have ever been forced to see. And I
whoa. That is not one of the absolute worst.
Yes, it is.
10,000 BC?
That was bad. I saw it. The backup plan is such an egotistical, annoying piece of crap movie.
Okay, maybe you get to the next movie.
I saw this with my wife, and she thought it was a piece of crap.
I mean, Jennifer Lopez, because she's so important, she's decided she's going to have a baby. Forget having a family. She's going to have a baby.
But that's fine. And she has a dog.
Right. She's a modern woman.
And she has her dog that has three legs.
Oh, God.
It has this little cart thing.
All I know is there was a scene where women were in an apartment doing a natural childbirth in a freaking pool. And
that was funny.
Awful. Doesn't somebody eat the placenta?
Yeah.
I was nauseated. This whole movie was disgusting. Why was this movie even made?
I'm backing it up 100%.
And he likes it. And he liked it. I mean, I can't, like, there's no help. That's why he's around. He offers a contrary opinion.
You have to.
I sat
that's why
and
you
watched
got
that
in
movie.
Here, I think.
And I think
what
I said...
What was Simon's cookies?
I said, you know, if there is a hell, one of the punishments in hell is to watch the backup plan over and over and over again.
No, it's a double bill with Furry Vengeance.
Oh, Furry Vengeance. Furry Vengeance was Shakespeare compared to this.
Oh, you think so?
Furry Vengeance was good.
No, I think it's on the list still. But
no, we've done Furry Vengeance.
I hated this movie.
No, so
tell me why you hated it.
Well, first of all, J-Lo can't act.
J-Lo cannot act.
I've never found this one. I mean, I don't find her attractive. I've never found her attractive. So, hey, there goes my eye kid.
She's good in Selena.
I've never seen it. I've never seen Out of Sight.
And she's great in Out of Sight. Fine.
So she goes, well, I think this movie, Nathan, I'm Jennifer Lopez, and my last two albums have sucked, but I can still make a movie, so I want you guys to come and see it.
The other thing...
And Alex O'Rourke...
Whoa, you haven't seen Selena.
No.
They made it.
Yeah, I'll get to it one day.
Uh-huh. The other thing is that this follows a series of movies, which are just ridiculous. Like, what was that movie with Meryl Streep and Steve Martin?
It's complicated.
Yeah, these people who live this unnatural, uber-rich lifestyle... that we're supposed to relate to. Like, she just lives this uber-rich lifestyle
in
New York. No, I can't relate to that.
But everyone in New York has their own apartment. I've kind of got that.
Yeah, exactly. These colossal, gigantic apartments. I've been to New York. Have you been to New York and seen gigantic apartments?
No, never once.
They're closets.
Yeah, I've been to one person in this place.
The closets are little, half 2 inch deep shelves.
Yes.
It's just, and she's got this massive, beautiful apartment with a maid, and she's got strollers.
Come on, Linda Lavin's in it.
Oh, Oh, okay.
You
have just redeemed
them. Come on.
Come on. Come on. The guy just died.
Don't. Like, nobody in this can act. Money. It's just a boring movie. There's nothing. I knew the jokes ahead of time. You knew they were going to break up and get back together by the end. It was dull and crappy. Don't rent 500 Days of Summer.
All right, so our next movie is brought to you by Daredevil number 7 in Mortal Kombat with the Submariner.
The red costume.
By Stan Lee and Wally Wood.
Yeah, Wally Wood changed that costume.
Yeah. Now, this movie is called Good Hair. It's a documentary directed by Jeff Stilson. Stars Chris Rock, Maya Angelou, Kevin Kirk, Tanya Cromwell, Eve, Farrah Fawcett, Megan Good, Ice-T, Cheryl, as in Salt from Salt and Pepper, and James of Salt and Pepper.
No, it's Cheryl James, sorry.
Oh, Cheryl James of Salt and Pepper, sorry.
Paul?
What do you think about Good
Hair? Good Hair, all about black hair.
I'm going to ask Simon one question.
Yep.
What were you thinking when you forced me to watch this movie?
Oh, see,
what?
I loved this movie.
What?
I thought this movie was
great. I was expecting something else. I turn this on and all of a sudden I see Chris Rock talking about hair. I'm going, why? Why?
He was the whole problem with the movie, I thought, was him.
Yeah.
He was the worst interviewer I've ever seen in my life.
Mm-hmm. But you picked this. You're picking... Okay, wait. No, you're not saying it's a good movie.
Oh, I am saying it's a good movie.
What?
I love this movie.
Okay, you're telling me this is a good... This... Never mind.
Go ahead.
No.
To be honest, I don't remember it well enough to say either way. I remember watching it.
I thought Chris Rock was the weakest.
It's about people paying for hair straighteners.
Oh, it was fascinating to me. I never knew there was
hair.
It's not my hair. It's a different kind of hair.
Yes,
it was fascinating how he went for the original. But that wasn't the most fascinating part to me. Was the hair.
At least that would have fascinated.
It was the pageant at the end. Oh, my God. The amount of stuff those guys do for that pageant. And in Atlanta, all these people are showing up to this hair convention. I'm like, really? People show up, and it's this big. I never heard of it, never read anything. I was... fascinated.
And the company that sponsors it too is big, right? Their hair care.
Yeah, and I'd never heard of them.
Me either.
The Goodman Brothers or the Good.
Yeah, and apparently there's massive sales in the United States of their products. So.
I just saw this movie. I thought the whole.
But it's a cultural thing too. It's all about how.
Yeah, and people, how they save for their weaves, and they gotta save all this money. And once they have one weave, they start.
Good hair.
They gotta save for the weave, and it's not really black hair they're using. They're using Indian hair. And how that Indian culture...
They cut off their hair.
They cut off their hair for the money. I'm like, This is fascinating to me that this world exists. Well, my whole problem is Chris Rock is horrible as an interviewer.
Well, I mean, I guess I don't know who it was aimed at.
Huh?
I don't know who it was aimed at. I thought this movie was phenomenal for somebody who knew nothing about hair and now I know lots about black hair.
It's like the anti-backup plan.
It is. Actually a great movie.
All right. Next movie on our list is brought to you by Daredevil 47. Brother, Take My Hand. Stanley and Gene Colan. Despicable Me, directed by Pierre Coffin and Chris Renaud. Starring the voices of Steve Carroll, Jason Segel, Russell Brand, Julie Andrews, Will Arnett, Kristen Wiig, and Miranda Cosgrove. Bob, take us away.
Okay, I saw previews of it for this, and I thought, I don't know what I was expecting, but I was expecting something totally different, because I started watching this, and I thought, I'm going to like this movie, because I like Steve Carell as an actor, and I thought, okay, and the previews I saw must have been the best part of it, because when I started watching it, I was like, why? I didn't like this movie. I can't say enough to tell you how much I didn't like it, but I did not like it. It's not good. I hate it.
Do you know why you hate it?
Yes, it wasn't good. The animation, like, I was expecting something else. I've seen animation like this.
Kevin?
For the title of the next book. No, you know what, to be honest, Despicable Me, I expected better.
Yes! Like,
Well, I'm with you 100%.
I thought, here we are, and I mean, the lead character was interesting, but the design I didn't like.
See, that was the problem. I didn't find him interesting.
Yeah.
I thought it was Mr. Bean.
Kind of. Mr. Bean, the supervillain.
Yeah. All the time. And then he gets the three kids.
Yeah, the kids were funny.
But after a while, I found them annoying too.
Yeah, and then the trying to get the stuff from the arch enemy.
That was the only thing. And then, again,
the shark. I thought that was funny with his shark under his chair.
That was good. But again, I expected funny for this. Like, I compared it against Monsters vs. Aliens or something like that.
Yeah.
And this just got worse and worse. I thought, Mom.
A stretch.
Yes, Mom.
All these animated
Mom. I just think this movie stunk.
Yeah.
I'm just boring. I have nothing to say about it. I'm so bored by it.
Yeah. I mean,
can barely remember.
My nephew really wanted to see it. The little henchmen were kind of cute.
Yeah, because they did the stupid songs, and the kids started to like them. The only kid I liked was the little baby kid.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny. And, of course, the guy has a cold heart. It's kind of like the Grinch is doing Christmas.
Yeah, they warm him up.
And he's all happy, likes the little kids, and he gets what he needs in the end. I just didn't care for this.
So, I guess we all didn't like this one.
Wow, isn't that shocking?
Shocking. We've seen it in 3D, you might like it.
No, I don't believe it. So.
All right, next movie is brought to you by Thor 337 by Walt Simonson. Introducing Beta Ray Bill, and I think the title of the story is Doom.
Doom.
That
sounds like the Runaways' career, Doom.
Yes, and the movie is Runaways, directed by Floria?
Floria Sigismundi.
Sigismundi.
I'm feeling Sigismundi.
Coming to work, Sigismundi,
Starring Kristen Stewart, Dakota Fanning, Michael Shannon, Ala Shawquat, Tatum O'Neill, Brett Cutler, and Johnny Lewis. I kind of like this movie.
Kind of?
I like the
music.
I love the music.
I thought Kristen Stewart played a great Joan Jett.
I thought she played a phenomenal Joan Jett.
I thought, Dakota Fanning has really grown up.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I kind of liked it. I enjoyed it. I like looking at that early 70s rock and roll. Got me sort of interested in
I love the sound. Their sound was great.
Yeah.
And Michael Sheen, Shannon.
Shannon.
I love as an actor. Every time he pops up, I enjoy him. I had a lot of problems with this movie at times. It was interesting, not interesting, interesting, not interesting. I think the problem is the band just didn't do a lot of work.
Yeah, and then, to be honest, their music wasn't that great. It was okay, but it was the Joan Jett did better stuff with the Blackhearts.
Right, but I think the problem with this, they just ran out of material.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this would be good for an hour documentary.
Well, the Runaway story is kind of like they made it big and then they broke up quick. So this is...
Well, that's what I'm saying.
This is pretty much it. Would it have deserved? Did it deserve a movie? I guess.
This is what I didn't say. No.
Yeah.
I don't think it did. I mean, I think it only got off the ground because Kristen Stewart said, "Okay, I'll do it."
Yeah.
Because Kristen Stewart doesn't want to be a star like in Twilight.
Mm-hmm.
She has to do these indie movies.
Well.
And you know, it's. I mean, Kristen Stewart's coming along as an actress. I give her credit. She's come a long way from Zathura.
Huh. Yes.
But I don't know. I enjoy parts of it. But I didn't think it deserved a movie. It's just kind of slow for me.
Mm-hmm.
I was interested in the beginning. I was interested in the end. I just thought the middle was kind of dull.
Well, I thought the middle was okay. I think it was the ending. It just sort of abruptly stops. And there's a nice scene when they do the radio show.
That's the scene I'm talking about. I like that scene.
Yeah.
That was a weird scene. Cause that must have been taken exactly the way it happened, I guess, because they would have had the tapes from back then.
I guess so, yeah.
And Dakota Fanning's kind of working at that store, and they kind of kick her off the phone, and she's like, gotta go. Okay, bye. And that's pretty much the end of the movie.
Yeah.
Kind of downer, right?
And it's interesting, I mean, I sort of read up on the career of the other members of it.
So did I, and they went to work.
Yeah. I mean, she died a few years ago, Candy or whatever.
Oh, did she?
Yeah, she always sort of said the breakup with the Runaways is the worst thing that ever happened to her in her life.
Well, she was kind of incredible.
Yeah, exactly.
Bob,
what do you think of the movie?
Actually, I wasn't familiar with, the music, but I should have been, because it was the 70s music, right?
Yeah, but you're listening to
No, actually, I wasn't. But I found the history of the forming of the band was good, and I'm familiar with Joni Jett, so. But I agree with you. Like, the beginning was good, and it sort of tailed off.
Mm-hmm.
So it was interesting.
Oh, this brings me back to something. Does anybody find Dakota Fanning attractive?
She's very young, so I want to say no.
But I mean,
I thought she was kind of cute in this movie.
Not even like, oh, she's kind of cute, let's dress her up, you know. She's looking, she's got to be 18 now. Okay, sorry, this was just a difficulty. Okay, next movie on our list, Nightmare on Elm Street.
Brought to you by Fantastic
451. Brought to you by Fantastic 451.
This man, this monster.
Sorry, the film is Nightmare of Elm Street, directed by Samuel Bayer, starring Jackie Earl Haley. Killen Lutz is in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Rooney Mara.
Mm-hmm.
Clancy Brown. Kyle Gallimore. And Bob, what do you think?
It's different. Like, it's, okay, it's different, but it's the same. It's the same movie over again that, what's his name, did with Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yeah.
Except Jackie Earl Haley's playing the part. It's...
I can't believe I've forgotten his name.
1, 2, 3, he's coming for you.
That's the one, yeah.
3, 4,
yeah.
Better
sure. Okay. There's a backstory on him this time in the movie. Like, there were, in the original Nightmare on Elm Street,
Robert Gilliam.
Englund. Right.
Come back to
now, Jackie Earl Haley's good, but, and he's sort of looking back on him, comparing it to, and I guess you can't really compare him to the original.
Absolutely, you compare him to the original.
Okay.
Because this is a remake.
It's a remake.
So I think you do compare him to the original.
Right.
Absolutely. It's a fair thing to compare.
Okay, we'll compare it. Robert Englund does a fantastic role of Freddy. Jackie Earl Haley, like, he's okay, but he's not Robert Englund.
Nothing.
Okay. I don't really know what to say about it, but it was okay.
Right. Well, for me, one of the big differences between Englund and Jackie Earl Haley is that Englund did it tongue-in-cheek. It wasn't, he was scary in the first one, but he had fun with it. He was it was very dark humor.
Yeah.
The first one, I don't know if he played in tongue-in-cheek the first one.
It got comedic by the third one. It was
the first one was a straightforward movie in my world.
I mean, it is. It's the one with Johnny Depp and the...
Getting sucked through the floor. Which they do bring it back in this one, too.
But Jackie Rose...
Heather Langenkamp.
Yeah, Heather Langenkamp. I don't know. I kind of liked the remake. Well, it was okay. It was well done.
You think so?
Yeah, it was...
I thought it was kind of dull. Dr. Myers looked really well, but I mean, I compared it to the first Nightmare.
I don't remember any of the characters in this movie.
They're all dull. John Connor
was killed early. He was always on, he had to stay awake because if he fell asleep...
I didn't like the death scenes at all. I thought they were all kind of dull.
Well, what about when Freddy's claws go right through his chest?
Yeah, or the one when she's in the bathtub and he's putting his claws up,
Well, that's from the original, too. Right?
Yeah, I know, but I thought it was so much better than the original. The original scared the crap out of me. This one, I kind of went, Friday had the really crappy ending. I thought, coming through, couching the chick's mom at the end of the movie, didn't do it for me at all.
I like the original better.
See, that's what I mean. If I'm doing a remake, I want it to be done better. I know you can't do it always. I understand they're trying to reboot this franchise, but... this one didn't do it.
Yeah.
And I don't think they're going to make it two. At least I haven't read anything about it.
Yeah.
I thought it was kind of dull. I was disappointed, actually.
Okay, so thumbs
down for me.
Thumbs up for...
Thumbs up for me.
And I'm going to say thumbs down. I didn't hate it, but I didn't say
any of them. You can't really say thumbs down, but it's sort of thumbs down.
But I didn't. Yeah, I guess thumbs in the middle, leaning towards down. We've run out of best Marvel comics, so the last movie is Splice.
Brought to you by X-Men 94.
Directed by Vincenzo Natali. starring Adrian Brody, Sarah Polley, Delphine Shaniak as Dren, Abigail Chu as a Dren as a child, Brandon McGibbon, and some guy as Dren at the end. So, did you see the movie, Bob?
Yes, I did. I saw the whole thing.
So, you know the twist of Splice at the end?
Yes. Do you want to get into that earlier?
I don't know. I think he just reads the IMDb description.
Well, we discussed the end that Sarah Polley's pregnant with...
with the female, then male, alien creature that... Well, it's not alien. So they create this creature using recombinant DNA.
Yeah.
And it's generally a failure of their previous experiments, but this child goes on and lives, and they rear it.
Yes.
And it grows at an accelerated rate, and eventually seduces Adrian Brody.
Yeah.
And he has sex with him. And then,
which is the most disturbing scene in this movie.
Very disturbing.
But doesn't the tail sort of come up almost to kill him at the end, while he's doing that, and then...
Well, it's got a killer tail, for
it's
sure.
It's killer tail.
Oh, yeah, killer tail.
I thought this... I'm with you the whole time.
It's a weird movie.
Actually, as a sort of a side note, Sarah Polley was in Eyes of a Rock of Fame, and I said I really liked it. She said it was weird. I said, it was weird, but good. Because she was at the Rock of Fame recently. Was that?
Canadian Rock of Fame?
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry.
Uh-huh. So, did she like the movie? Is that what she said? She said
she liked it, but she said it was sort of weird. I said,
it is a weird movie. And she's okay with it, not great. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not a huge fan of either of those actors.
Sarah Polley's nice to look at.
Mm. I like her in Dawn of the Dead, that's about it.
I've never seen it. But I can't comment on it.
Never seen Zack Snyder's Dawn of the Dead.
I'm probably one of these people on this planet's going to ridicule him. I hate Zack Snyder movies. I didn't really like Watchmen. I didn't like... They always look like video games to me, though. Mm. That blue screen drives... And if you better stop using that blue screen every 2 seconds, blue screen.
Legends of the Guardians or something to do with
it. Yeah, we'll get into that. I've seen it.
I haven't seen it.
So. I just had a lot of problems with it. I thought it was dull. Really, really dull. It follows the path of all the creature movies that I've ever seen. They raise the creature, you know something's going to happen with the creature. This and that. And they hide the creature.
Early on in the film about their creatures changing sex.
I got that.
So I knew it was coming.
Yeah, but him having sex with his own daughter
was weird.
I'm like, okay. Like, that to me was the end. I was kind of running like maybe thumbs in the middle and after that, I'm like, I'm done. I just don't find this interesting. They just put in that to piss me off, and they did piss me off.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know what? That is just gratuitous. There was no point to that. I didn't care. And I'm just like, Adrian Brody sucks normally. He's so boring. Sarah Polley's boring. And now you've just done this to piss me off. What do you mean? Your movie sucks. And every critic review I read, they're 5 stars, great movie. I'm like, why? Because he has sex with an alien? They're like, is that what you guys are looking at? It's Adrian Brody. I don't get it.
Did you like him in King Kong?
No.
Oh, okay.
He was my biggest problem. I love the movie. I don't like him.
Yeah, I'm generally not a big fan of Adrian Brody either.
We could put Jake in the hallway. He's Adrian Brody, too.
So, thumbs down?
Thumbs down completely for me.
I'm going to go with a sort of a thumbs up, but I didn't really love it.
I'll go with a sort of a thumbs up.
Okay. That wraps up our newish movie reviews. And it's now back for a video vault. Bob?
This is Sparta!
Well, so was the door. I think somebody's rolled it.
Somebody's fixed it.
Somebody fixed the door.
Alright, well, we're going to have a truncated video vlog today. So the first movie is Breakfast at Tiffany's, directed by my least favorite director, Blake Edwards.
That's what I thought when I was doing it.
Starring Audrey Hepburn, George Peppard, Mickey Rooney, Patricia Neal, Buddy Upson, Martin Balsam, John MacGyver.
Before we start this, why do you hate Blake Edwards?
What's that?
Why do you hate Blake Edwards? Why
I'm
Pink
not
Panther
a fan of Blake Edwards. I didn't like the Pink Panther movies, to be honest.
Really?
Why? Don't you own them?
Yeah, but I like Peter Sellers.
Mm-hmm.
Blake Edwards, no.
What's your issue with Blake Edwards?
What's up?
His dry comedy?
I just don't like his comedy.
It's very dry.
Victor Victoria and
I've seen him. I don't know exactly what you're talking about.
I just wanted to live his rehash. To me, Blake Edwards and just didn't do anything for me.
Okay, fair enough.
Arthur?
Blake Edwards too?
I don't know,
might as well be. Okay, so are you telling me she didn't like Breakfast at Tiffany's Cup?
It was okay. I like, what's her name?
Audrey Hepburn.
Yeah, she's pretty. And George Peppard, you know, of course, was on the 18. We're bringing it full circle.
There we go.
I don't know, it was okay. It was, you know, kind of, it's a Bob movie.
What about the stereotypical Mickey Rooney as the Chinese guy?
Oh, that was pretty bad.
I'm like, really? Couldn't do that?
Different era.
Yeah, I was kind of shocked when I saw that. I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, you make too much noise. Stop. I'm like, I'm watching what I think I'm watching. A white guy playing a Chinese guy? I'm like, wow, that would be totally not happening today. Well, I have to disagree with you. I really enjoyed this movie.
There you go.
I thought it was really kind of fun. I thought Audrey Hepburn.
I'm getting excited.
I thought Audrey Hepburn played this perfectly. I thought it was kind of fun. I mean, it was quirky.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't seem like a Blake Edwards movie to me.
No, it didn't actually.
It didn't really. It's early.
I'm surprised when I saw his name on top
score. Early Blake Edwards.
So, I mean, I don't know. I would recommend this movie. I thought it had fun. I liked the gangster scenes. I liked that Audrey Hepburn was helping them out.
Mm-hmm.
I liked George Peppard was writing his book.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, I just thought this movie worked. I like the party scenes.
Mm-hmm.
I thought they were funny. I just think this movie is funny.
No, I mean, I liked it. I'd give it a thumbs up, but I don't love it.
Also, I really do love this movie. I thought it was really fun.
Yeah. All right, Bob. I know you made it.
Surprisingly, I'm going to have to agree with Simon. I actually
indirectly
own this movie. But when I, like, when Audrey Hepburn and George Peppard go into the Tiffany's to get the ring, they see John McIver, and I'm listening to the voice number. I know that voice. And the reason I know that voice is because I used to watch Mr. Terrific in the 60s. And I'm going, I know that guy. But
Mr. Terrific, the Fair Play guy?
No. Different Mr. Terrific. This guy took, actually it's similar because he took some sort of pill and he became superhero, a schlub, and took us, and he became a superhero. What? No.
Roger,
Mitt, Jeff, he's our man, you're a little bit of a man. Okay, but I'm agreeing with Simon, I think,
the whole thing. I like her hat, I like the style, the clothes. Yeah. Although it was just a fun movie.
Fun.
Sorry. I'm trying to stay awake here. Yeah, it was awesome.
A little late for this again?
My estrogen levels were high. The next movie, speaking of estrogen levels, is When Harry Met Sally, directed by Rob Reiner, starring Meg Ryan, Billy Crystal, Rob Reiner, Carrie Fisher, Bruno Kirby, Harley Jane Kozak, Estelle Reiner, who's the I'll Have What She's Having waitress, and Tracy Reiner. So the whole family's in there. Well, it's a
family affair.
When Harry Met Sally.
Did we just say that again?
Yes.
Oh, that's scary.
I did love Harry Met Sally. It's one of my favorite
romantic Why?
Comments. I love it.
I thought it was really dull.
Dull?
Men and women can't be friends.
No, they can't.
Never. I absolutely agree with that.
But it's fun. I like it. It's romantic. It's, you know, Meg Ryan is at her prettiest. You know, they just don't connect. And they clearly do not have any attraction to one another until later in life.
Yeah.
And it's fun when they do finally connect.
I like the scenes of, like, 5 years later, five and they meet up and they talk for a bit, then boom, it's 5 years later.
Bruno Kirby's quite funny.
I love Bruno Kirby. I think Bruno Kirby.
You know, with Carrie Fisher and
yes.
The wagon wheel table. And I thought there were fun moments there.
I don't know, there was nothing fun to get married. I just found Billy Crystal so dumb.
What happened is they're friends, and they become good friends.
Yes.
And then, as he predicted, the sex thing gets in the way.
Yes.
And they sleep together, which is vulnerable.
And it doesn't work.
But she's completely in love, and he's like, I want to move on.
Yeah.
And, they get pissed off. And then there's that whole New Year's party thing.
That's the end of the movie.
Yeah. That's leading up to them both being at the same point where they're ready to have a relationship.
But I agree, men and women cannot be friends.
Why? Yes, they can.
The sex thing always gets in the way.
You don't have female friends at work, but you're not attracted to.
Yeah, at work, but this is not a work thing. This
no, but female friends.
Work friendships are different.
Okay, but if I don't hang out
outside
with
of work, what?
I might have one. Yeah. I mean, I don't talk to her all the time, but it wouldn't count.
I mean, I have female friends, but I like to sleep with them. Sorry, I didn't say that.
I'll be sending this one to
It's just one of those things. No, I mean, obviously, I wouldn't necessarily. But it's one of those things, you know.
Yeah, sure.
Sex does get in the way because, you know, for whatever reason, even though we're committed, I'm not saying I would cheat on anyone. I'm not saying you would either. I'm just saying that, you know, there's something about men and women in a close situation where, you know, there's a certain level of friendship that, like, it's easy to be friends with other guys because there's, you know, sex isn't an issue. I'm not attracted to you. I'm sorry.
Oh,
I'm attracted to Bob though.
He's okay.
Making me hot under my collar.
That's good.
No, but you know, but with women it's slightly different because I could, you know, there is that possibility that hangs in the air. But even if neither person is really attracted to one another, the parts still go together, I guess, right?
I guess so, Bob. Any comment or we're moving up?
Let's move on.
Okay.
Bob,
I'm moving on to my summer job, Kevin.
Your Corvette summer?
My Corvette summer.
With Luke Skywalker.
Was this a pre-Luke Skywalker movie?
Post-Luke Skywalker.
Oh, wow.
Just.
He looked pre.
I think he must have made Star Wars then made this right after.
Yeah, and this was prior to his major car accident in 1979.
I didn't know he had a car accident.
Did you not notice the fact that he looks completely different in Empire Strikes Back than he does in Star Wars?
Yeah, he looks beat up.
Oh, yes, that's right. Because he had a car accident. They reconstructed his face. That's why they did the whole thing with the Wampas hitting his face.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Was to show that his face was scarred. It was different from being injured by the Wampas because when he was in England,
hit him a few times.
And there's actually, he was on the Muppet Show before the car accident, and then, you know, then it happened, then he did Empire Strikes Back, so he even looks different in the Muppet Show.
I didn't know that.
But yeah, no, the Star Wars Holiday Special, of course, is before as well.
That's a train wreck.
Yeah. We celebrate the
please, don't stop. Okay,
Corvette
Summer.
He said, "Don't stop."
Directed by Matthew Robbins, who hopefully never did another word.
No.
Mark Hamill, Amy Potts, Eugene Roche, Danny Bonaducci's in this movie.
Apparently.
Danny Bonaducci.
William Bryant and Richard McKenzie. God, this was one lame plot of a movie. Can I get into it?
Sure.
Mark Hamill spends his working at his school, and they built the Corvette. And then they all get to go for a drive in it, and he tells some guy, the shop teacher, the auto mechanic teacher, gives the guy some money, tells him to go get some Cokes, and he's all excited. I'm like, are you serious? That's exciting. Well, I guess in 79, they let it, your teacher gives you some money. Well, and he goes in to get the Cokes, and the car gets stolen.
Hmm.
And Mark Hamill's determined to find it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how he gets to Vegas and figures out the car's in Vegas. Somehow he figures out the car.
I think he hitches.
He hitches to Vegas, because that's where he thinks the car is.
Yeah. And he meets Annie Potts along the way.
And he meets Annie Potts along the way, you know.
Young Annie Potts.
Very young Annie Potts.
And they get it on.
And they get it on, you see Annie Potts' boobs.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was exciting. Hope they do. And come on, Annie Potts working the Fry Guy, and he's working, and he works at auto body shop and finds the car.
Mm-hmm.
And he tries to get it back, and the guys beat him up.
Yeah.
And it's just, he's working one bad job after another. I'm like, how did you ever have a career after Star Wars? Oh, wait, you didn't. Like, this just proves what a bad actor Mark Hamill is.
Mm-hmm.
Except in animation.
Oh, he's fine as Joker.
He's a voice actor.
He's a voice actor. Mm-hmm. But, oh my God, this movie is painful. And we find that the principal's really involved. And who cares? And this was a big movie that summer it came out.
I remember this being a big movie. And I remember because of Star Wars and because of his fame, this was a movie that made the rounds quite a bit for a while.
What a beach crowd.
And I remember kind of liking it at the time because I was a kid. And, you know, it was kind of neat. There's a car and then there's boots. And
that was about it. There's a car and there's boobs.
I didn't watch it again for the
first time. Oh, doesn't Amy Potts go to there and become a hooker?
Yeah. Something like that, yeah.
That's why she went to become a hooker. Yeah.
But you've seen this recently, Bob. You tell me what I'm missing.
You're not missing anything. You got it perfectly.
Like, this movie is crap.
She musicians.
Like, is this one of those bad summer movies that we just always try to forget?
I never saw it the first time,
and there's probably a reason for that. Because I think, it was done in the 70s, right?
78.
So I was in 14.
Perfect
for this movie, Bob. This would have been right up your alley.
No interest then, no interest now.
I guess that's it. Non-exciting movies on this list.
What do you think is the best movie on the list here?
I think Breakfast at Tiffany's.
I'd say Harry Met Sally is probably the best movie in life.
Really? Over Breakfast at Tiffany's?
But what about Breakfast at Tiffany's? What was the best one?
Hot Tub Time Machine? And that's a question mark. Good Hair. I think Good Hair.
I'm going to say The Runaways. It's probably the best movie on there.
For Michael Sheen.
It was a real surprise.
Oh, yeah. Whatever.
The worst movie, of course, is The Backup Plan.
Man, Bob's World. That made his top 10 list.
Actually, no, I'm going to say Hot Tub Time Machine.
That was the best one?
Well, okay.
It's okay. I like
Prince of Persia. Prince of Persia and Hot Tub Time Machine.
Okay. I'm falling asleep. I need to go home. Can they make it?
Simon makes us watch it and review it and fall asleep for it.
Yeah, I was falling asleep for a while here.
That's what I thought.
Anyway, bye.